Hello, my friends, it's Mark, and you're listening to English On Command podcast. Before we start, may I remind you that you can also learn English with me on Skype. Check out the link in the description. All right, as usual, first I'm going to explain you the words, and then we're going to read a new chapter of Alice in Wonderland. Your job is to find all the new words and expressions in the story. And don't you forget to practice. Send me your example sentences with these new words and expressions to my Instagram. I'll check if you have any mistakes. Let's go. And the first expression for today is shed tears. Shed tears means to cry or to weep. W-E-E-P, weep or cry. Shed tears, S-H-E-D-T-E-A-R-S, shed tears, two different words. He shed tears of pure joy. That's a good expression, guys. Shed tears means to cry really hard. Good. Next expression for today is patter. Again. Repeat after me, patter. P-A-T-T-E-R, patter. Patter is a verb and it means the sound that is made by something repeatedly hitting a surface quickly and lightly. I can hear the rain pattering on the roof of the tin shed. Again, remember, you are at home, it's cozy, and the rain is pattering on the roof or the window. Again, patter. So we've got two words now. Shed tears means to cry, and the second word is patter. Pattering on the roof. Okay, very light sound, like the rain. Good. The next word is an adverb. It means hastily. Hastily means quickly, very quickly. H-A-S-T-I-L-Y, hastily. You shouldn't make such important decisions hastily, quickly, too fast, without thinking. Again, hastily. Good. Next verb, not a verb, we have an adverb. It means very well, admirably, and the adverb is splendidly. We have a word splendid, and in our case it is splendidly. How? Splendidly, very well, very good. Her house is splendidly decorated. Okay? Splendidly means very good, very well. S-P-L-E-N-D-I-D-L-Y, splendidly. Good. Next verb is pretty popular. It is trot. T-R-O-T, trot. Trot is a very informal word, so it means casual, not formal, informal. It means to walk or go somewhere. That's it. We trotted along the street. That's it. Walking or going somewhere, trot, T-R-O-T, to trot. It's a verb in our case. And we got a few more words. Next one, mother, M-U-T-T-E-R, mother. Mother means to speak or say something in a very quiet voice that is very difficult to hear. Okay? For example, the man bumped into me, turned around and started muttering something. Again, if you live in a big city, there are people who are a little bit crazy and they walk and they mutter something. They are walking and muttering. Again, mutter, M-U-T-T-E-R, muttering. Speaking very quietly, which is difficult to hear. Good. Next. Timid. Timid is an adjective. T-I-M-I-D. Timid means shy, nervous, not brave at all. She was a timid girl. Okay? Timid. And we got two more words. Queer. Now that one is important. That one is popular. Q-U-E-E-R. Queer. Queer means odd, strange, unusual. Queer. All the things in that antique shop are so queer, are so strange. All these things are so strange, so queer. Okay? Queer. And the last word for today is also an adjective. It means savage. S-A-V-A-G-E, savage. Savage means aggressive, extremely strict. Savage, he's a savage. That guy is a savage. He's a savage when he's drunk. Or a lion will be very savage when protecting his family. Or let's say a female lion will display her savage nature when her family is threatened. So those are all the words we need for today, guys. Again, repeat after me. Shed tears. Good. Now, do you remember what's that? Shed tears means to cry. Weep. He shed tears of pure joy. Next, patter. Come on, repeat after me. Patter. The rain pattering on the roof. Repeated sound, very quiet sound, like the rain hitting the roof. Next word, repeat after me, hastily. Remember how to write this word, H-A-S-T-I-L-Y, hastily. Do you remember what's that? Hastily means quickly, very fast. Next. Splendidly, very well, admirably. Her house is splendidly decorated. Now repeat after me, splendidly. Next word, trot, T-R-O-T, trot. Now what's that? Trot. Trot means to walk or go somewhere. Okay, use your memory. Try to remember all these words and expressions. We have a few more, four more. Mutter. To speak something very quietly, difficult to hear. Someone is muttering. Good. Next. Timid. Timid is shy and nervous, not brave at all. Timid. She was a timid girl. Or he is a timid guy. Timid. Well done. Next word, queer. Now, do you remember how to write this word? Do you? Q-U-E-E-R. Queer. Queer means odd, strange, unusual. All the things in that shop are so queer, strange. And the last word, repeat after me, savage. Now he's a savage when he's drunk. Or that lion is a savage. Or that female lion has a savage nature. Alright, so those are all the words you need to understand and remember to understand this chapter. Now you can find all these words in the description, guys. Read them. Repeat them again after me. Put them in your memory. Try to incorporate them in your speech. And the best practice is take them and write down your own sentences with these words. Write down your examples and you can send the examples to my Instagram. The link is in the description. I will check your mistakes. Okay? It's very important to remember all the words. Now, and when you learn the words, remember the whole sentence. Remember the example. Do not try to remember one word, guys. I've told that to you many, many times. It's very important to learn the whole sentence. You will learn the grammar and the use of this word in one case. Okay, now let's read the chapter. It's called The Pool of Tears. "You ought to be ashamed of yourself," said Alice. "A great girl like you," she might well say this, "to go on crying in this way. Stop this moment, I tell you." But she went on all the same, shedding gallons of tears until there was a large pool all around her, about 4 inches deep and reaching half down the hall. After a time, she heard a little pattering of feet in the distance, and she hastily dried her eyes to see what was coming. It was the white rabbit returning, splendidly dressed, with a pair of white gloves in one hand and a large fan in the other. He came trotting along in a great hurry, muttering to himself as he came, "Oh, the Duchess, oh, won't she be the savage if I've kept her waiting?" Alice felt so desperate that she was ready to ask help of anyone. So, when the rabbit came near her, she began, in a low, timid voice, "If you please, sir." The rabbit started violently, dropped the white gloves and the fan, and scurried away into the darkness as hard as he could go. Alice took up the fan and gloves, and as the hall was very hot, she kept fanning herself all the time she went on talking. "Dear, dear, how queer everything is today. And yesterday things went on just as usual. I wonder if I've been changed in the night. Let me think. Was I the same when I got up this morning? I almost think I can remember feeling a little different. But if I'm not the same, the next question is, who in the world am I?" That's the great puzzle. And she began thinking over all the children she knew that were of the same age as herself to see if she could have been changed for any of them. Good. Now that's the end of that chapter, guys. Next chapter tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Again, practice, practice, and practice all these words. It's very important. One more time, repeat after me. Shed tears. Patter. Hastily. Splendidly. Trot. Mother. Timid. Queer. Savage. Now, open the description. You will find all these words right there and write down your own examples of these words. Send them to me, I'll check. Okay? And if you want to practice English with me on Skype, again, the link is in the description. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow. You will hear me tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.